Praise the Lord Jesus. It's Thurman Scrivener with the Living Savior Ministries today. Let's come to the Father. Father, we praise you and thank you for the privilege to teach your word. I ask you to bless it today as it goes forth. May everybody hear the word today, Lord. As they hear it, may they receive it, and may they receive it and be able to understand what you've done for us. And we praise you and thank you, Father, in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Now, again today, we're going to continue right where we left off yesterday. We're going to continue on with the teaching of a healing school. Praise the Lord Jesus.
And a storm comes up, and the boat's sinking. I mean, how's this guy sleeping in a storm like this? I mean, he knows who he is. He's just taking a nap. No problem. And finally, the disciples come up, and they shake him and said, Master, do you not care that we perish in this storm? And he gets up and rebukes the wind and the waves. And it was totally peaceful and quiet. And then he turns and looks right at them and makes this awesome statement. Where's your faith? Where's your faith? They said, what kind of a man is this? Even the winds and the waves obey him. What is he trying to tell them? You can do the same thing, guys. And then he comes over there in John 14:12 and he said, truly, truly. I mean, just think, a God that can't lie. Truly, truly, I tell you the truth. To anyone that believes in me, Jesus, not only can you do what I have been doing, but greater things than these that I've done shall you do in my name. You tell me we believe this book, give me a break. We do not believe this book. We do not believe these mighty promises of God's Word. I mean, when you get to where you believe this book, you'll get to see God do awesome things. And you won't never get old. You won't never get old. When you get up every morning, you claim that promise. The Lord clearly says, Psalms 103, I renew your youth daily like the eagles. Since he's a faith God, if you call him in remembrance, you're just like this guy over at Hillcrest I started to tell you about after when I told you the guy with the pancreas. This guy came up to me and said, Thurman, I got a hold of these things you're teaching a few years ago and said I wore real thick glasses. And he said I'd wore them all my life. I started claiming the promises of God and thanking him for my perfect vision. He said I just did that over and over and over and over and over and over all day long every day. He said I did it for no telling how many months. He said one day I'm driving down the road and the Lord spoke to me and said, you now believe that. He said, take off your glasses. So he said, I pulled off the side road and said, yes, Lord. Took my glasses off and looked up and said, right before my very eyes, everything became perfectly clear and sharp. And he handed me his Bible. He got little bitty tiny print in it. And he said, this is what I'm still reading out of today. Now see, he believed God. We don't believe him. We falter. God did not leave us without the promises, did he, young lady? But what does he do for you? Only when you pray in faith. Only when you pray in faith. When you believe in faith, your problem goes away. Her problem went away. Both of you were healed. Only when you believe. Isn't it awesome? God is mighty. But he left all that power to us. And he expects us to believe him. So if we don't believe him, wow. We just have to suffer the consequences. Okay, let's go on here. 1 Peter 2:21. Let's press on. He left us this example to follow, who did no sin, neither was guile found in his mouth, who when he was reviled, reviled not again. When he suffered, he threatened not, but committed himself to him that judges righteously. Is that easy to do? Not hardly. If you want to find out what you're made out of, just let somebody attack you. You'll find out what you're made out of. Now, are you going to stay up on the cross? As long as you're on the cross and you're nailed up there and somebody comes up and rails at you, makes a derogatory statement, makes some nasty comment about you, if you can just look at them and smile and stay on the cross, you're walking in love. But you know what most of us do? Rip! I'll rip my hands out and I'll reach out and get you by the nape of the neck and rip, then I'm going to punch you in the mouth. Is that us? Sure it is. We don't stay on the cross. We don't do what Jesus said. But if we do what he says, let's look what he says here. He says, who his own self, in verse 24, who His own self bare our sins in His own body on the cross, that we, being dead to sin, should live unto righteousness. Now, if you're dead to sin, can a dead person sin? No. So what happens to this old body then? What do when it sins? We resurrect it to life. We forget we're dead to sin, so we resurrect it to life so we can sin. So if we, being dead to sin, live unto righteousness, and then He says, by whose stripes you were healed. So if you walk holy before God, how often do you have to be sick? Never. Never. And that was the plan of God for the church. The plan of the church is not for you to be sick. But the plan of the church has backfired on man because of Satan. He comes in and puts a symptom in your leg. If you don't know the difference, you immediately agree with the devil and say, oh my goodness, I've got this terrible pain. Oh, I can't even walk good. And first thing you know, the devil says, oh yeah, make it a little worse and a little worse. And first thing you know, you're hurting, and maybe for weeks, and then finally you go to the doctor, and the doctor said, you got a tumor in there, we're going to have to go in and cut your leg open and take that out. You agreed with the enemy. And he's sitting back laughing at you all the way. When all the time the Lord says, rebuke him and drive him out in my name, just like you did. And you don't have to put up with it. Lots of things, I think all things like that just come upon us. I know cancer is a demon. There ain't no two ways about it. There ain't nothing more wicked than that demon of cancer. That beast comes into our physical bodies. Those special demons, they come to torment us. I don't know how many of those demons that I have cast out in the name of Jesus. And I have seen people from miraculously instantly healed to some of them have taken, like Emily Dodson, for a full year for her to get her healing. She stood on the Word of God, fought her battle herself. But I think of the people I've prayed for, which has been many. And some of them got healed instantly. Some of them got healed in a week. Some of them got healed in a month. Some of them, it took as long as 6 months. But when we stand on the Word, repent of our sins, it's always God's will to heal you. Now then, here's the secret. Don't get sick. Realize who the devil is. Realize it's sin that opens the door. And be proactive about this thing. I made an entire 4-hour teaching on proactive healing, showing you what you need to do to walk in divine health. I don't know about you, but it's a whole lot better to never have to get sick than it is to get sick and have to have somebody to pray for you to be healed. Now that's where we're supposed to be living. And that's where you can live. That's where you can live. But you've got to hide the Word. You've got to sow a lot of seed in your heart to walk there. But it's possible, because I have done it. And God said it, so I just believed Him. And so, if I've done it, what can you do? Same thing. All you got to do is hide the Word in your heart. Now then, in Psalm 107:20, He says, He sent His Word and healed them and delivered them from their destruction. What is it that heals you? The Word. The Word of God. Psalm 107:20. Now something that this is the hardest thing for Christians to grasp. You must believe before you can see it. In other words, I pray for people, and I guess this has got to be the most difficult thing for people. You pray for them, and you say you must believe with no doubt in your heart that it's done. Like, for instance, the night I went over and prayed for Philip Wren in May of 1995. Little Philip was 11 at that time. And from the time he was 3 until he was 11, his whole body became covered with huge warts. He had them all over his face, in his eyebrows, in his eyes, up in his nose, all over him. And up under his neck and on the palms and backs of both hands, he had warts all over his body. They'd taken that little boy to the doctor, and the doctor said, burned 2 big rows of warts off the top of his right hand, and it left 2 huge scars, and the warts came right back in the scars. So, when he was 11, his mother and dad heard about me. And that's long before I started the ministry. That's back in the days when I just used to go pray for one-on-one. And I did that a lot. For 20 years, I did that. I went over to their house one Sunday afternoon, showed them what the Word says, got all their sins confessed, made sure this walking holy before God, built their faith for 2.5 hours or so, and then asked little Philip this question. Son, do you believe that Jesus, that I've been teaching you about in God's Word today, can take those warts and scars off you? And this was his answer. He said, Mr. Scrivener, after what I've heard you read and to me out of the book today, I believe Jesus can do anything. Now, what kind of faith is the king looking for? That's what he's looking for, that kind of faith. So, I took that magnificent promise of Matthew 18:19. Since there was four of them and one of me, that's five. And the Lord says, two are on earth, ask anything and it shall be done. I asked the Father in the name of Jesus to remove all of Philip Anthony Wren's warts and scars and thanked him for doing it. And I said, now, do you all agree? They said, yes, we do. I said, why do we have to agree? I said, because the Word is the law. This book is a law book, and this Word is the law. So, since the Scripture I use says two of us must agree, I said, in the throne room of God, in the judicial system up there, I said, we got the judge, which is the Father, sitting on the throne. At his right hand is the best attorney in the universe, and he's ours, and his name is Jesus. But I said, at the other side is the next best attorney in the universe, and his name's Lucifer. I said, so he sits before the Father, accusing you and me day and night. So I said, doesn't that sound just like an attorney? He's accusing us. So I said, if we don't do it exactly according to the law, he'll beat us every time. And God will not be able to answer our prayer. So I said, do you all agree? They said, yes, we do. Then I said, I want you to say out loud, we agree with this prayer in the name of Jesus. Because according to the law book, the law of faith, I had used the law that said, if two of us on earth agree about anything, it shall be ours. Is that what it says? So if there's four of them and one of me, that's more than two. That's five. And we all agreed on my prayer. Now, then, did we meet all the criteria? Exactly like it's written in the book. Yes, we did. So I got up and I said, now then, it's done because it's written in God's Word. I guarantee you that in a few days, Philip will not have a wart or a scar on his body. Now then, it takes somebody that's either really stupid or really believes what this book says to make a statement like that, doesn't it, young lady? But, I mean, who guaranteed it to me?
We're going to take up right there next week on Monday. If you want to hear the continuation of these healing schools, we have them. They'll also be on our website. But I also invite you to call me, and I'll be happy to send you these entire teachings on video or audio. We've made these both on video and audio, and I have them available. I'll be happy to send them to you. Free and postpaid. All you need to do is send me an email with your name and address. And of course, our email is on our website. You can go to www.tlsm.org. There you can send us an email and request these tapes, these teachings. Or you can give me a phone call at 940-242-2106. And we'll be happy to send them to you. And remember to serve the Lord Jesus Christ.